The second lot came out for Simeon, for the tribe of the people of Simeon, according to their clans, and their inheritance was in the midst of the inheritance of the people of Judah. And they had for their inheritance Beersheba, Sheba, Molada, Hazar Shual, Bela, Ezem, Eltolad, Bethel, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susa, Beth Lebaoth, and Saruin, 13 cities with their villages. Ain, Rimmon, Ether, and Ashan, 4 cities with their villages, together with all the villages around these cities, as far as Baalath-Beer, Ramah of the Negeb. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Simeon according to their clans. The inheritance of the people of Simeon formed part of the territory of the people of Judah. Because the portion of the people of Judah was too large for them, the people of Simeon obtained an inheritance in the midst of their inheritance. The third lot came up for the people of Zebulun according to their clans, and the territory of their inheritance reached as far as Sarid. Then their boundary goes up westward and on to Mareel and touches Dabesheth. Then the brook that is east of Jokneam. From Sarid it goes in the other direction eastward toward the sunrise to the boundary of Kislath-Tabor. From there it goes to Dabereth, then up to Japhia. From there it passes along the east toward the sunrise to Gath-Hepher, to Eth-Kazin, and going on to Rimmon it bends toward Nea. Then in the north the boundary turns about to Hanathan, and it ends at the valley of Iftahel, and Kadath, Nahalal, Shimron, Idalah, and Bethlehem, 12 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the people of Zebulun according to their clans, these cities with their villages. The fourth lot came out for Issachar, for the people of Issachar according to their clans. Their territory included Jezreel, Kesaloth, Shunem, Hapharaim, Shion, Anaharath, Rabbath, Kishion, Ebez, Remeth, Enganim, Enhada, Bethpazes. The boundary also touches Tabor, Sheazuma, and Bethshemesh, and its boundary ends at the Jordan, 16 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Issachar, according to their clans, the cities with their villages. The fifth lot came out for the tribe of the people of Asher, according to their clans. Their territory included Helkath, Heli, Beten, Akshaph, Elimelech, Amad, and Mishal. On the west it touches Carmel and Shihar-Libnath. Then it turns eastward, it goes to Beth-Dagon, and touches Zebulun and the valley of Iftahel, northward to Beth-Emek and Neiel. Then it continues in the north to Cabel, Ebron, Rehob, Hammon, Cana, as far as Sidon the Great. Then the boundary turns to Ramah, reaching to the fortified city of Tyre. Then the boundary turns to Hosah, and it ends at the sea. Maalab, Akzib, Ummah, Aphek, and Rehob, 22 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Asher according to their clans, these cities with their villages. The sixth lot came out for the people of Naphtali, for the people of Naphtali according to their clans. And their boundary ran from Heleph, from the oak and Zaananim, and Adami, Nekeb, and Jabneel, as far as Lachem, and it ended at the Jordan. Then the boundary turns westward to Asnath-Tabor, and goes from there to Hukok, touching Zebulun at the south, and Asher on the west, and Judah on the east at the Jordan. The fortified cities are Zidim, Zer, Hamath, Rakath, Kinnereth, Adamah, Ramah, Hazor, Kedesh, Edrei, Enhazor, Yiron, Migdal-El, Horam, Beth-Anath, and Beth-Shemesh, 19 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Naphtali according to their clans, the cities with their villages. The seventh lot came out for the tribe of the people of Dan according to their clans, and the territory of its inheritance included Zorah, Eshtiol, Irshemesh, Shealabim, Ajalon, Ithla, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, Altika, Gibbethon, Baalath, Jehud, Bene-Barak, Gath-Rimmon, and Mijarkon, and Rakon with the territory over against Joppa. When the territory of the people of Dan was lost to them, the people of Dan went up and fought against Leshem, and after capturing it and striking it with the sword, they took possession of it and settled in it, calling Leshem Dan, after the name of Dan their ancestor. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Dan according to their clans, these cities with their villages. When they had finished distributing the several territories of the land as inheritances, the people of Israel gave an inheritance among them to Joshua the son of Nun. By command of the Lord they gave him the city that he asked, Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim, and he rebuilt the city and settled in it. These are the inheritances that Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the people of Israel distributed by lot at Shiloh before the Lord, at the entrance of the tent of meeting. So they finished dividing the land.